This regular meeting of the mayor and council of the borough.
Wait a minute. Council of Borough of Atlantic Highlands is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of annual meetings to the Asbury Park Press and to the Two River Times by posting in the Borough Hall on a bulletin board reserved for such announcements and by filing with the municipal clerk on January 3rd, 2022. This agenda is complete to the extent known and formal action will be taken. Roll call.
Mr. Murphy?
Here.
Ms. Hohenleitner?
Here.
Mr. Dougherty?
Here.
Mr. Crowley?
Here, and happy birthday.
Thank you. Mr. Baracchia?
Here.
Mr. Baums?
Happy birthday, here.
Thank you. Mayor Gluckstein?
Here. Please stand for a silent prayer and pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Everyone. So I need a motion and a second to approve the meeting minutes for September 8th.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Ms. Hohenleitner?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mr. Baracchia?
Yes.
Mr. Baums?
Yes.
Minutes have passed.
And now, moving on to unfinished business, ordinance 11-2022, no-knock ordinance, public hearing and possible adoption. Can we have a motion, a second, to open it for public hearing?
I'll move it.
Second.
Okay, and is there anyone on Zoom?
Mayor, we have five attendees currently, six attendees, and no hands raised.
Okay.
Well, why don't we talk a little bit about the ordinance, if you want me to?
Sure.
I know when we did the introduction, we discussed it in brief, but I'll reiterate what we talked about. Essentially, I took an ordinance that was already on the books and revised it to, number one, expand the definition of what a canvasser or solicitor is, because it was very specific, and we included in that anyone offering to purchase real property. So before it was, limited to someone trying to sell you something. Here, if somebody wants to buy your house, that counts toward, it's included within the definition of canvasser or solicitor.
Okay.
Another provision that we added was requirement that in order to obtain a solicitor or canvasser's permit, if the applicant owns property in town, they have to be current on their taxes. Fair. I didn't make that up. Full disclosure, I borrowed it from another town. So, let's see here. In short, the rest of the ordinance, just expressly says that the code enforcement officer, police, or whomever the chief's designee is, has the right to enforce the ordinance. And it gives residents a right to participate in be on a no-knock list. So that when a solicitor obtains a permit, they get the no-knock list with it. So they have actual notice of who doesn't want to receive those types of solicitations. So that's basically it.
Okay.
So, Jason, I had some questions about that because the way it was written, I didn't see the other definitions in this new part. I didn't refer back to the old part.
Yeah.
So, just to clarify, so if you are a Boy Scout, a Girl Scout, or a local candidate, and I think those are the three that come to mind of like who goes door to door.
Not within the scope of the ordinance.
Right.
Yeah.
And if somebody wanted to apply for the permit, we're leaving that fee up to a later time to be determined?
So the fee portion of this was related to OPRA, and the citation in the ordinance was to the OPRA statute says they have the ability to charge a fee for copies. In reality, nobody ever asked for a paper copy, and they get an email for free.
Right.
So,
that sounds
yeah. Yeah.
$10.
You mean the fee for the...
For the...
Yeah, that's what I'm referring to. Yeah, no, that's not to charge. So the no-knock list is a public document.
Right.
And pursuant to OPRA, you're not allowed to charge for an electronic copy, right? So that all that says is if they ask for a paper copy, the municipal clerk shall charge a fee pursuant to that statute, which is OPRA. And like if they requested a paper copy, they could charge 7 cents a page, right? That's all that means. Not a fee for the to get a copy of the list.
Right.
Pursuant to our fee ordinance.
And I think the hours are like nine to six.
Yeah.
So anything outside that is sort of verboten by anybody, right?
Not for Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts and political.
They can push it if they want.
Correct. Yeah. Oh no. They're totally. This doesn't apply to that at all. It's just for commercial. It's canvassing and soliciting as defined by the ordinance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's not intended to encompass those activities, and it does not on its face encompass those activities. So. Okay.
Yep, sure does. Thank you.
Any other questions? Any questions or comments from anyone? Anyone on Zoom?
No hands raised, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm going to need a motion and a second to close public hearing.
Crowley.
Murphy, second.
Okay. Now I need a motion and a second for the adoption.
Murphy moves it.
Crowley seconds.
Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Ms. Hahn-Leitner?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mr. Barakia?
Yes.
Mr. Bombs?
Yes.
Ordinance 11-2022 has passed.
Thank you. Workshop.
Okay, Mayor, if I may interject here, the next item 7, workshop discussion, we will need to table both of those items for this evening. The first item, regionalization update by Mr. Giacobbe. Mr. Giacobbe is not able to be here this evening or to Zoom in, as another commitment came up that he needed to attend to. Having said that, he may be able to attend the next meeting. He has discussed with me the most recent developments since the last council meeting. That update is that Mr. Giacobbe and the other respective attorneys involved in the potential regionalization had a conference call earlier this week to discuss mediation and if all parties agree to it. Mr. Giacobbe and the other attorneys will be speaking again, possibly tomorrow, early next week, to discuss possible mediation parameters. Which our internal committee here were advised of that. Should anyone from the public have specific questions regarding regionalization, please email me. I will pass on those questions to Mr. Giacobbe for a response. I would also recommend that the members of the governing body do not comment or answer questions regarding regionalization, as Mr. Giacobbe is not present this evening, and he is the attorney handling this matter on behalf of the borough. We would not want to misstate, misrepresent, or say anything that may not be correct regarding this important topic for the borough. So that's relative to the regionalization update. The second item, resilience project, Marissa Zuzalak contacted us, and she felt that it would probably be better if she met with the Environmental Commission first and updated them relative to this. That's probably the proper protocol, and then come to the council, which I think is a very proactive and right decision. So for those reasons, those two items should be tabled.
Okay, thank you. Now moving on to public comment. It's on the consent agenda items only. So Zoom, we're going to go to Zoom first.
One hand raised.
Yes.
Did you add? Did you tell the people that you want them? Just your
okay.
Name and
I need you to be on camera and state your name and address.
Good evening, how are you doing?
Good.
You're not letting me talk.
No,
we can hear you.
We can hear you.
Okay. You can't. Muriel Smith, I was telling you I live in Marin Counties. I know you're not talking about regionalization tonight, but could you tell me, did you get the mediator? And can we know who the mediator is?
I have not been advised that there is a mediator at this time.
You have not been advised there's a mediator, or there is one?
Correct. I have not been advised or informed that there is an actual mediator at this time.
Okay, listen. At the last meeting, Mr. Jacoby asked your permission to get a mediator. And you agreed to it.
That is correct.
So did something happen outside of the meeting that I went to that you would not have gotten it?
Mr. Giacobbe and the other respective attorneys involved in the potential regionalization had a conference call earlier this week to discuss mediation and if all parties agree to it. Mr. Giacobbe and the other attorneys will be speaking again, possibly tomorrow, to discuss possible mediation parameters. That's all the information that I have.
Okay, so the board is curious about who the mediator is going to be.
Have the parties even agreed to go to mediation? I don't know if we're at that point yet.
Yeah,
sounds based upon what Matt said, Mr. Giacobbe.
If you're discussing mediation, I would think that you would want to go to the mediator, because I would think the mediator would also set the parameters for you.
Yeah. Isn't that a negotiation item?
I can share that question with Mr. Giacobbe if you'd like to send me an email, and I will work to see if he would like to provide an answer at this time.
Okay. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
And the good news is it takes about 6 minutes of questions off during the end of the meeting. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you. How many are on Zoom right now?
10 attendees total, no additional hands raised.
Okay.
I'm totally, I'm just a little bit confused about the consent agenda and the resolutions. In the resolution 145-2022 for the closed session, is that part of the consent agenda or is not?
Nope.
Okay.
And just, I don't always read through all the resolutions when you look at the agenda. Is it every time there's a closed session, is there like a resolution like that?
Yes.
I'm sure if it was like going out of the ordinary.
No.
We always do a resolution to go into closed session.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, since I don't see any hands, I'm going to move on to the consent agenda now. These items will be enacted by one motion. If detailed deliberation is desired on any item, council may remove that item from the consent agenda and consider it separately. Resolution 127, authorizing settlement of litigation. Resolution 142, authorizing return of street opening escrow, Wesley and East. Resolution 143, payment of bills, $359,756.61. Resolution 145, appointment of court administrator. Resolution 146, appointment of school crossing guard. I need a motion and a second.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any discussion? No? Okay, then roll call.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Ms. Hohenleitner?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mr. Baracchia?
Yes.
Mr. Bombs?
Yes.
Items on the consent agenda have passed.
And now, Ordinance 12-2022, amending Ordinance 1-2022, fixing compensation of officials and employees, the introduction. I needed a motion and a second.
I'll move it.
Second.
Discussion? Okay, so with that, roll call.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Ms. Hohenleitner?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mr. Baracchia?
Yes.
Mr. Bombs?
Yes.
Ordinance 12-2022 has been properly introduced. Second reading of possible adoption, October 13th.
Okay, thank you. So now, moving on quickly to the reports. at 7:14.
Thank you, Mayor. I will knock on wood with that. Thank you. And we will leave, I will also leave police and fire for Councilman Bobson Dougherty. Jumping into first aid squad for the month of August responded to 31 service calls. September's year-to-date, or month-to-date, I should say, is 26. And within the last 7 weeks, Mayor, there have been 9 CPR calls. What's most important about this to note here is we've had 13 unique responders within all these calls. And what that means is that 13 different members of the first aid squad have been answering the calls, which is great. It shows more people are stepping up to the chief's mission statement, answer the call, which is very encouraging. Last community CPR training class was a big success with over 30 community residents attending. As a result, the chief and the squad decided to host another on November 3rd. The topic will be bleeding control and the proper use of tourniquet, and there will be more details to follow on that one. In recognition of October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, the squad will be wearing special attire with pink lettering and putting pink ribbon magnets on all vehicles. New equipment has been purchased for the squad. These are CO2 meters. They will be worn around the neck of our first responders, and those meters will detect if any CO2 leaks are within any building that they enter. Next training class for the squad will be November 1st. The topic will be pediatric emergencies. The Atlantic Highlands First Aid Squad will be attending the Blue Mass being held at St. Agnes Church on October 19th at 7:30 p.m. The chief would like to ask residents to come support the celebration of our local first responders. Chief, special shout outs of the month go to new member Mike Berth, who is a Jersey City fireman and has been answering many calls already since joining the squad only recently. He's making a great use of his experience to support and assist our community. Quote of the chief, it's a real pleasure to have you on our squad, family Mike. Additional shout outs, Captain Ann Scholler continues to do a great job maximizing our technology, and Tim Farkas and John Wilson have the equipment operating at its very best. Line officers are starting to plan the annual Santa runs and food drive throughout the community. Details will follow that as well. If any community resident would like membership information, please send an email to info@firstaid.org. Moving on to recreation, Mayor. Soccer season has begun. As mentioned last meeting, games are on Saturday, located at Fireman's Field. Please come out and cheer on the teams. This Saturday, the 24th, is our next movie night and music festival in the harbor. I will leave the details for that to John, since he's done a lot and put a lot of work and effort into these two events. I'm sure they're going to be fantastic. John, thank you for that. There's also more additional information on our website, the first page of our website. Excuse me. Halloween house decorating contest has begun. To enter, please email recreation@ahnj.com with your name and address, along with your preference of nighttime or daytime judging. Also, please include a picture of your house. The judging takes place October 24th through October 28th, and the winners will be announced at the parade. Planning of this year's Halloween's Parade and Festival, Atlantic Halloween's Parade and Festival, it has already begun. We're looking to build on last year's events with more activities and fun post-parade from 2 o'clock to 5 p.m. The Concert for a Cause event that was discussed at the last meeting has been postponed for springtime. In collaboration with the Rec Department, this event was being hosted by SPTS, which is the Society for the Prevention of Teen Suicide. They are a fantastic organization doing great work with the youth suffering from mental illness and contemplating suicide. If you're interested in learning more about what they do, please visit their website at www.sptsusa.org for some great resources and information. With this event being postponed, that leaves the Taste of Atlantic Highlands as the only event this Sunday, wrapping up a great weekend in Atlantic Highlands. Please come out and enjoy some delicious Atlantic Highlands food from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. And that's not recreation, but that's the Chamber of Commerce shot. Moving on to DPW, Street Department has been painting stop lines townwide. Road service repair and preparing for all fall months has occurred. Brush pickup starts in October, beginning in Zone 1. Reminder, we will be conducting one pass through each zone. If you have them, please call your landscapers and follow the borough calendar. Shared Service Monmouth County DPW has been requested in town for various projects on the items of Monmouth County properties. We appreciate their quick response in addressing many of these issues. The new sanitation truck is working perfectly, and there is assistance needed. Reminder, please help trim around your neighborhood fire hydrant and keep your neighborhood storm basins and drains clear. This will not only assist the DPW, this will also help protect your neighborhood. Please refer to the borough calendar for all schedules and borough information. Any issues, please call Director Jimmy Phillips at 848-444-0067. That's it for me, Mayor. Thank you.
Councilman, I went away for a few days, and when I came back, I got to the end of my street, and I was like, I don't remember a limit line being there. And I made the turn and looked, and everywhere I looked, there were brand new limit lines. Now, I'm going to date myself, but do you remember Gumby?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the bees that would build boxes? They would just lickety-split build boxes around everything? There's one fellow, and I'm sorry, I forget his name, who's going around and doing all this. I mean, and the pace he's doing it is absolutely mind-boggling.
It's phenomenal.
It's fantastic.
It really just shows how great our crew is.
Yeah.
He's doing it with a machine. You have to have it with a roller.
I saw him doing it. I caught him in action yesterday with a roller.
Big roller.
And a board to get the line straight. It was amazing. Absolutely amazing. But
I am sure they will appreciate that credit.
Yeah.
Thank you, John.
They deserve it.
Sorry. We're going to work on this. Okay. We've got another year. Okay. So I'm going to be short tonight because a lot of the meetings that I was on were early in the month and they were previously reported on at the first meeting in September. As it relates to finance, though, we will be sending out RFPs pretty soon for professionals. So that's something that the Finance Committee and the Mayor and House will be considering for January 1st this year. So put that on your calendar, Mr. Senna.
It's on.
Excellent. And then also in terms of year-end coming up in personnel, this isn't paid personnel, this is volunteer personnel, but if people are interested in being on any committees, it's a good time to start filling out the interest in service form. So just put that out there tonight. Moving on to Harbor, there's nothing really to report. We had a really successful, beautiful, gorgeous, oh my goodness, what a beautiful day last Saturday for the Historical Society's flea market, and it was a great day, and I've never seen so many people at that event. It was great. Harbor, Mr. Farragina, if there's going to be a report on the Tobo building, I'll leave that for you, because we are not reporting on that now that it's with the attorneys here.
But you moved it, yes.
Yeah, Open Space met last night. It was a brief meeting, but the Open Space Committee would like to formally request the Mayor and Council move forward with a planner for the property we're acquiring on the waterfront. So I'm putting that out there to everybody. You've been warned.
That's for Avenue.
Shade Tree, we had a meeting this month. A lot of that was informing the Shade Tree Commission on the meeting that we had with everybody that I had mentioned this meeting at our last council meeting, but there was a large meeting with all different constituents on what to do if you're planning on just amending the ordinance to be more in line with what the expectations of the public are. If you're interested, if you would like to remove a tree, trim a tree, alter your property and accountability. On if there are, like, if the planning board approves removal of trees, but as part of the approval they're requesting that you plant more trees, what should the process be and what's the accountability? So Shade Tree, that was a big discussion there. In addition, the Shade Tree Commission is in the middle of planning plantings for the fall and how we're going to make sure that these trees are healthy. This drought this summer has really, we're really glad we didn't do a spring planting, because those trees would not have made it, and it's so we'll be doubling down in the fall with those, especially memorial trees. Just briefly on cannabis, Mr. Krause, Mr. Baracchia, and I met twice in the last week, last 10 days, I'd say, and we have some recommendations from the planning board that we'd like to take into account. So we have to reintroduce an ordinance, so we're going to be sending the recommendations to Mr. Senna along with some alterations to the originally created ordinance, so it will be a new ordinance, even though some of it might reflect a lot of what the previous ordinance said, but thanks to the planning board for giving us their information. And then I was really excited to attend a Green Team meeting, so I'm going to shout out Sarah Colasurdo, who's in the audience tonight. There's been, we have reported previously about the number of submissions that we did to try to get ourselves to a higher status this year, but and I did not know that this meeting, that this was happening this week. I somehow, Harbor didn't tell me, and I didn't know that there was a dedication of the pollinator garden. But that happened this week, and it's been covered. Those are things that help get us extra points to be able to publicize the kind of work that we're doing. And we're very excited that the pollinator garden opened. So thank you for those who were able to attend. I know that members of the borough were, or some of our employees were there too, and volunteers. Two things. My 80-plus-year-old in-laws have COVID right now, and they're pretty sick. And I just want to remind people that COVID's real and it's out there. And I've heard many cases lately in the last few weeks. So please just be careful out there, because it's definitely recirculating in the schools. We've had lots of kids in the school have been home. And then I attended Society for Prevention of Teen Suicide's luncheon this morning, or I guess this afternoon. And it was, again, I want to reiterate Mr. Murphy's comments. I was sitting at a table of one of my closest friends who had reported that she herself had had some suicidal ideation at various times in her life, and it's something that she never told me before, and she was telling this as the recipient of an award today. And what was encouraged at this was to talk about it. Cool. That if, as adults, if we don't talk about it, if we don't talk about mental health, and since the pandemic, there's been a lot more talk about mental health, but even in families, the speaker today was Amy Kennedy, and her point was that everything in the Kennedy family was in the newspaper, but in their house, in her husband's household, they weren't talking about it. So we want to help make everyone in Atlantic Islands resilient, and so I'm looking forward to the event in the spring. I'll just say that, you know, I myself have anxiety from time to time, and I'm going to talk about it because I want everyone to know that this is real. And, you know, children and adults should feel supported in speaking about this so that we can help prevent suicide. So that's it. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you, Mayor. I, too, will be brief this evening. The Atlantic Islands Fire Department regrets to announce the passing of Steve Adams. Steve was a 47-year member of the department and current captain of the fire police unit. The department will be hosting a memorial service on Saturday, October 1st at 11 a.m. in the fire bays of the Emergency Services Building. All members of the public and members of mayor and council are encouraged and invited to attend. A light luncheon will be served afterwards. The planning board has not met since our last meeting. It is scheduled for its next meeting on Thursday, October 6th, 7 p.m. in this room and on Zoom. Environmental Commission will meet next Tuesday, August 27th at 7 p.m. As Mr. Ferragina mentioned, Dr. Marissa Zuzulak and Dr. Tom Harrington of Monmouth University will present to the Commission on the climate resilience project that they will then bring to here, Mayor and Council. So the Commission looks forward to that presentation and learning more about that. On the subject of EV chargers, I'm pleased to report that our award letter and agreement from the BPU has been received, and the borough has been awarded $89,000 for EV chargers. So we are looking forward to continuing planning of that project and bringing some more information to the mayor and council in the form of a workshop, hopefully at the next meeting. We're working hard to get that, to make that happen. Shade Tree Commission, I only have one thing to add to Councilman Hohenleitner's report, and that is, I've mentioned previously that Fred Callis did the memorial plaque project. We're looking to identify memorial or honorary tree recipients. He is sending out emails to those recipients' families to get some information to start to format some of those biographies for the website, and so that will be moving forward. So that's very exciting. And lastly, Parking Committee. I will leave the Parking Committee report to Councilman Crowley, and that is all I have.
Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman, I just want to say thank you for your words, especially about mental health. Coming up on a year of having lost my godson, and all I'll add is that we just all have to work harder on creating those open lines of communications with our friends and our family to feel that it's safe to talk about whatever they're experiencing. So thank you. Parking Committee, One of the things we discussed was the 68 First Avenue change of use, that the owner, I think, has not yet presented their parking plan to the planning board, so we're looking forward to seeing that when that comes forward. And also, we had a presentation about a sustainable mobility plan, and if anybody's interested in getting the details on that, you can just reach out to Mark Fisher, who's the committee chair, and he'll be more than happy to share that with anybody. Technology committee, Mr. Farragine, I know I formulated a letter that should go out to all of our committee chairs, as well as anybody that is here in Borough Hall that oversees the input of content that goes onto the current ahnj.com website, because there is a lot of material on there that is older or outdated that we need to sort of carve back. And along with this letter, I'm just waiting for our chair, Warren Kotsis, to give me a site map for the new ahnj.com, because I know we want to try to implement this by the end of the year or the beginning of next year. So the site map should go out to all the committee chairs, and everybody here will get a copy of it as well, so you can all help sort of carve back what's on there. As I just said, we can archive that, but if we're going to make things easier to be able to maneuver and navigate on the system, that's step one. It's one of the steps that we need to do. But I think we're all sort of happier with the way the design looks, and it's just managing that information, and then we'll get you sort of a live site so that you can all experience it first. We can get your notes and your feedback, and then we can actually go live to the public with that. So we're moving forward with that. And then recreation. So as Councilman Murphy mentioned, this Saturday, the 24th, we're going to have our second annual Atlantic Highlands Music Festival, shaping up to be really good. We've just finalized our fourth and final booking. So we now have a folk band. We've got a five-piece alt-rock band. We have a blues band, a five-piece blues band, and we have a classic rock band, a five-piece rock band. We're under budget. It starts at 5. There will be food. I know our Dogs on First is going to be there. Julio's Pizza, I think, is going to be there, and I'm working really hard on, I won't mention names, but a certain ice cream provider in town to try to get them as well. So 2 to 3 offerings of food that we'll have. And immediately after the music festival, right around 8:30, we're going to do a free screening of Coco, the movie. So it's a Pixar movie, great movie, and that's absolutely free. And it's all sponsored by the Recreation Committee, along with all the support from everybody here at Mayor Council. Mm-hmm. Our DPW gang have been great. Mm-hmm. Our harbor employees and Blue Flieger and his whole team have been great. And every year I work with a different artist to do a new poster, and so this year Morgan Spicer did knocked it out of the park.
Beautiful.
A really sweet poster for the event, so thank you to her as well. If you have, I'll just put this out, if you've got non-perishable food, bring it and we'll collect it and we'll take that to the food pantry. And then on October 22nd, Saturday, mm-hmm. is Atlantic Highlands Day featuring Touch a Truck, which last year we got 500 to 600 people showed up. It was mm-hmm. a great turnout. We're hoping the weather will hold out for us and we'll get as many, if not more. We're adding more music to that. That'll be going throughout the day. We'll have food vendors. I think we're going to get Monty's Barbecue to come down there too, which will be really fun. We'll have some activities for the kids, hopefully some face painting, that sort of thing. Lots of trucks. Not only just from our town, but some of the other nearby towns will be bringing some of their equipment down. And all the invitation has gone out to all the committees, so I hope that you all will show up and put a table out there, use it as an opportunity to recruit, let people know what you're doing. Reached out also to our Chamber of Commerce. I'm hoping that we'll be able to get the vendors from our our, sorry, what is it? Veterans Park. I just went blank.
Farmers Market.
Thank you. Farmers Market. Hoping that we'll be able to get them to come out as well. And I know the Environmental Committee is preparing to do a real bang-up job with their EnviroSons, so they're going to have lots of stuff going on there, and maybe some vendors as well. So green will be represented in a big way, hopefully this year.
Sorry, Councilman, can I just add one thing? Because I forgot to mention it. I mentioned it last time. On that same day, October 22nd, is the COA Clean Ocean Action Beach Sweep that morning. Registration is open, so encourage everyone to make a day of it. You know, clean up the beaches and then come to Atlantic Islands Day.
Councilman, what time does that start?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Yeah.
So you can do that, and then 11 o'clock, AH Day starts.
Perfect.
And AH Day goes from 11 to 3.
Great.
Am I forgetting anything about that? Again, DPW couldn't do it without our partners in crime, with all their great organization that they're doing, our harbor staff and Lou and the harbor committee with their approval, special events, your council for your support. But we're growing it. It's a little bit at a time, and as the audience grows, we'll grow with it as well. We'll probably have even more to do next year. And that's it for me.
Thank you.
Ready? Finance was covered. Inflation and fuel is still a concern, though, but our department head's doing a good job managing that. Personnel, tonight on the consent agenda, we did have a resolution for our new municipal court clerk. Don't want to scare you again. And so that's Ms. Swaggerty. She'll still be starting, I believe it's 26. She came from Little Silver. She's highly recommended. And they're actually hired by the court system, not us. These people, so they have the expertise, and we're looking forward to have her on. Regarding the harbor, one thing I want to add is our new boat hoist came in yesterday, and were you there, Jimmy? Yeah, so DPW is there, getting trained in it, as well as harbor staff, and they were doing some minor maintenance, just changing oil, getting it, you know, freshened up, and everybody's trained, it's working well, so pretty nice. The old one, we're going to try to sell. We think we can get about $70,000 for it, and the pyramid anchors, they're on the way. They're not here yet. They're going to be here very soon. So we'll have those set up hopefully over the winter, and we'll be able to take on more boats for mooring. Cannabis we talked about. Technology, John got. Open space, Lori. Regionalization was covered. I do want to mention something about veteran suicide rates. Since 2001 and 19, they're up 36%. They're disproportionately higher in the population than other people. And what I was really surprised to find out is ages like 55 and over. Actually, it's even high, the highest rate of them, which I was surprised because that would have been, I thought, a lot of the younger guys who were, and women who you know, were involved in a lot of the combat-related things that have gone on over the years. And the other thing is sometimes our numbers in general can be low because when somebody commits suicide, maybe it was an overdose, maybe it's counted as an overdose and not actually suicide. So those numbers can be actually much higher. And it's something that we all have to be aware of. And I myself, I was about 14 riding my bike around the corner. I found my friend's uncle laying in the sidewalk with his wrist cut. You know, we fortunately for him, I was just on a little bike. I buzzed over there. We called the police, and he still was alive, and they saved him. So, and he was good after that. So, you can make a difference even as a 14-year-old. You know, if you just got to be aware and talk about it. And that's it for me.
Okay, thank you.
Not much left for me. police, congratulations, Chief. You finally found a crossing guard. I know it was a rough room. You're happy. congratulations to Robert Stoll. Will be starting soon as the crossing guard effective the 23rd. The Atlantic Islands Police Department and Patrolman Cunha are still accepting applications for our Explorer program. They can be obtained downstairs at police headquarters. All vehicles, as vehicles continue to be stolen around Monmouth County and Atlantic Islands, we warn all residents to make sure you lock your car keys. We just had a recent theft in Homedale. The fob was left in the center console. They stole the car. It's still happening around the town, folks. You know, I hate to say it could happen here, but it could. So the police are still going with their lock it or lose it campaign. So far in the last couple of weeks, they've distributed over 30 flyers for vehicles that they found that the windows have been open and the car has been unlocked at night. With that, there's also been a recent increase in a the theft of catalytic converters. You might have heard on Facebook or on the news, they got 14 of them in Port Monmouth section of Middletown the other day in one night. So if you see something, say something. You know, it might not be your car, but it might be your neighbor's, and they're not cheap to replace. $1,200 is not an easy fix, especially with what's going on right now, finding the parts.
That's happening across the state.
Across the state.
It's a high school, and there was another location, so it's definitely a trend.
School, again, is back in session. Remember to watch out for the kids as they cross the street. OEM Director Weimer continues to monitor weather as it's hurricane season, and we've obviously had a few hurricanes through recently, but they've all gone out to sea, but she's been monitoring it, making comments to all of our, and sending emails out to all of our different departments to make sure the vehicles are gassed up and so forth when the opportunity presents a possible problem. And the rest of the team has been taking various classes throughout the last couple months. Congratulations to the library, Councilman Hoetlener, the mayor, myself attended a wonderful 100th anniversary that they had after our last council meeting. So good job to Faye and her crew. There's about 50 residents there, along with refreshments and an amazing three-piece band. And lastly, next Saturday, October 1st, Henry Hudson Tri-District Education Foundation will be hosting the 15th annual Chili Fest competition. It starts at 5 o'clock, goes till 9. I think we've got 35 entries right now. Anyone who wants to volunteer, reach out to any of the members of the Tri-District. You can help with setup, breakdown, or the day of the event.
All right. Thank you. And moving on to administrator's report.
Thank you, Mayor. On Friday, September 9th, members of the governing body, the mayor and I attended the annual Fire Department Chiefs Dinner at Beacon Hill Country Club. It was a very, very nice event. On Friday, September 9th, the state sent out a communication to lower American flags to half staff beginning at sunset on Friday, September 9th until sunrise, Monday, September 12th, in recognition and in mourning of the victims of the attacks of September 11th, 2001, including those from our home state. On Sunday, September 11th, members of the governing body, the mayor and I attended the Monmouth County 9/11 Memorial Ceremony at Mount Mitchell Scenery Overlook, held by the Monmouth County Board of County Commissioners and the Monmouth County Park System. On September 15th, I attended the monthly HIF meeting via Zoom, and later that day attended the monthly JIF meeting via Zoom. That's the Health Insurance Fund and the Joint Insurance Fund that we participate in. On September 21st, I attended the annual CDBG Community Development Block Grant application presentations for fiscal year 2023 via WebEx conference call. The next update is regarding our friends, the spotted lantern flies. So in a proactive effort to inform the public, we have emailed the New Jersey Department of Agriculture flyer to all borough department heads, the mayor and council, as well as placing it at two locations in the hallway bulletin board, as well as on the hallway glass wall, the borough website and the borough Facebook page. It looks like that. And I'm just going to, if I may, Mayor, just read it very quickly.
Sure.
This flyer that again was generated by the New Jersey Department of Agriculture states, what to do. If you see egg masses, scrape them off, double bag, and throw away. You can also place the eggs into alcohol, bleach, or hand sanitizer to kill them. Collect a specimen. Specimens of any life stage can be turned into the New Jersey Department of Agriculture's lab for verification. Take a picture. With your GPS function turned on, your smartphone or a camera with GPS, take a photograph of any life stage, including egg masses. Report a site. If you can't take a specimen or photograph, call and leave detailing your sighting and contact information. New Jersey Spotted Lantern Fly Hotline is 833-422-3284. And then they have a website where you can submit pictures to, which is reportspottedlanternflynj@ag.nj.gov. So what they're really talking about here is, and when I looked into this further onto the Department of Agriculture website, as well as the county website, and even Rutgers has a site dedicated to this as well, is they're fully aware that Monmouth County has spotted lantern flies. So we don't need to call them to let them know that we found one on our door or on our vehicle or in our driveway or anything like that. They're aware we have them throughout the county, including Lanning Highlands. What they're really concerned about is if you see a cluster, if you see a significant amount encompassing a tree, or some other object, That's what they really want to know about, so they can do an investigation. And that's why they want people to take a picture, and then they'll decide whether or not they should send somebody to look at it. You can step on them, you can swat them, kill them. Don't cut down any trees. Don't start a fire or anything like that. But just wanted to provide that proactive update regarding spotter lantern fires. I have extra flyers here if people want them. Okay. And the last thing I have is I want to wish Michelle Clark, our clerk, a happy birthday.
Yay.
And that's all I have in my report.
Thank you.
Okay, so. Mayor, just one, one thing I read today. Following up on your spotted lantern flies, there's an article that I forget which paper I saw it in, but now they're finding out it's toxic to dogs if ingested.
Mm.
So,
really?
Dogs out playing, when you start licking at something on the ground.
Right.
Try not to let them ingest it because it's not good for their intestines.
Okay. Thank you. So, now moving on to professionals.
Thank you, Mayor. Very briefly, the 2022 road improvement program, as discussed at our prior meeting, has been submitted to the DOT for their review and authorization to go out to bid. My office confirmed that the plan specs and estimate have been received and they will be reviewed properly. So as soon as we receive comments for authorization, we'll proceed with the public bid of the project on the borough's behalf. Monmouth County Open Space Grant has been submitted as previously as discussed at the prior meeting, and the CDBG grant received for the restroom facility at Center Avenue Park. Mm-hmm. That grant agreement has been executed since our last meeting, and we're moving forward to actually getting into a position to be able to design and put bid documents together for that facility as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Just very quickly, two things that the mayor and council should be aware of. Number one, the state health benefits program.
Mm-hmm.
You're aware, you know what I'm saying, right? They changed, they mean the state changed the contribution levels for employees. And what it essentially means is that they cut a deal with the state unions. So any state employees, their contributions are lower, but it's going to be much, much higher for county and municipal employees. So that's something you should be aware of as you look at the budget for next year.
School districts also.
Correct. So it's but mostly maybe within our purview, right? Yeah. So that's going to potentially increase the health care cost. Secondly, there's something on the horizon. Well, I don't need to report that because it has to do with school boards with regard to the boilers. Actually it could affect municipal buildings too. So I'll say the state is considering a rule requiring public buildings to replace existing boilers with like a, I don't know the specs, but let's call it a different environmentally friendly boiler. It costs millions of dollars.
Wow.
So if that comes to pass, it's on the horizon, it's being discussed, it's being reported by the media. If that comes to pass, it's another potential area that you want to pay attention to. So
we learned about the school board last night. We were up there.
Right.
15%.
I think
she said 15%. Dr. Beams.
What
increase on their healthcare
costs? Oh yeah. So just things to be mindful of that are quasi legal. So that's all I have.
Okay. Thank you. And now moving on to public comment. How many are on Zoom?
Currently 10 attendees.
Okay. Any hands up?
One hand raised.
Okay.
I'll promote Ms. Smith.
I don't mind Muriel. Muriel, you need to turn your camera on and you have been promoted, Muriel Smith.
There you are.
Yes, it's only 9.9. First of all, I think tonight is 7:48. It must be a reward for your last meeting, staying awake and being so patient.
Could be. Could be.
Can you tell me, please, what specifically has been done to make those repairs that are needed at the new building down at the harbor?
So relative to the Tobo building, what I could say is that the Harbor Commission attorney has been in communications, regular communications, with both the developer as well as the architectural firm, as well as in touch with the bond company. My suggestion relative to the Tobo building in that matter would be, and I would ask our borough attorney to weigh in if he does not agree with me here. This is a Harbor Commission issue. The Harbor Commission is a quasi-separate judicial body with their own attorney, just like the Planning and Zoning Board is. This is really not an appropriate venue to be answering those type of questions, in my view. I think those questions really should be asked at a Harbor Commission meeting to the Harbor Commission and the Harbor Commission attorney. But what I can tell you is that I am aware that the Harbor Commission attorney is in communications with, again, the developer, the architectural firm, and the bonding firm. And they're conducting proactive steps currently to address the concerns or possible concerns with the building.
And the Harbor Commission's next meeting is October 4th.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Yes, that's correct.
Okay, that's, I agree with you, Mr. Perugino. I did think that this was a Harbor matter, but because Mr. Smith was so frustrated by the Harbor, that's why he came to you, and this board generously listened to him all, but they promised him that something would be done this week, or since the last meeting, and I was just wondering if you made a promise that something would be done to, I'm not talking about the legal part of it, I'm talking about the stopping the odor and stopping the door from not being closed. I mean, that seems kind of simple things that would be able to at least temporarily adjust it.
So
the Harbor Commission hasn't done it, and the mayor and council are aware that the Harbor Commission hasn't done it, and yet your attorney's going to be working on this. I would think that you two guys, you two commissions could communicate and just let the Harbor Commission know that Mr. Smith is still complaining because nothing has been done in the last 2 weeks that's visible or breathable for him, just tell you the truth.
Right. So there have been actions.
I'm sorry?
There have been actions conducted. There have been things being done. But I would rather have the Harbor Commission and the Harbor Commission attorney elaborate on the specifics as to what actions are being done and what actions that they plan on having done in the near and long term. I think it's more appropriate.
I agree.
Good. Thank you, Kylie. I want to join my prayers at the Public Works Committee, but then I'm always praising those Public Works Committee people. I think everybody should at least once bring your recyclables down to that yard just to see how efficiently it's run and how clean it is. It's impressive how clean it always is, and those guys work hard, and I appreciate that. I agree with Mrs. Hohenleiter. I think I heard you saying, I think it was you I heard saying earlier about the pollinator garden. I was there for the ceremony yesterday, and there again, the public works people and the police department and all the various committees that are working on this, and the mayor and all the other volunteers who are on committees are doing a terrific job. It's a great thing, and from what Marilyn Turpin said, we're only 9 gardens away from getting the citation, the National Wildlife, not Wildlife Service, the Fish and Parks Service, I guess it is. I'm not sure which of the ones it is, but it's a great accomplishment for a very small town to be able to achieve that. And while I'm in the process of praising people, and I guess this is Mr. Gorman should take some credit for this as well, but in addition to the celebration for the 100th anniversary of the library, these library personnel are absolutely terrific. Mm-hmm. Your children's librarian has offered great, great programs that a lot of kids in town are taking advantage of. And I was over there the other day just to observe, and they're all just laughing, and nobody wanted to leave. They're all just having a great time. So our library here is pretty terrific, and I thank you very much for that, and Katie. People who made it make it that way. That's it. Thank you, Danny.
Thank you.
You've got
the answer
to my other question.
Okay, thank you.
No other hands raised, thanks.
Okay.
Go ahead, start.
You want to unpromote Doug?
Joshua, I'm so 60 based on drive. I wasn't here for all of Mr. Ferrugina's thing about the lantern flies, but an eighth grader in Ohio, you know, this discovered that if you approach them from the front, you can kill them very easily. If you approach them from the side or the back, they're very fast and they get away from you. My wife and I walked on the break front in Breakwater in Seabright and take dozens. Mm-hmm. No problem.
She lines up. My 13-year-old daughter just told me about that. It's crazy with the youth now.
My husband's favorite pastime now. He has Gatorade bottles, and if you approach him with a Gatorade bottle, they jump right inside. Oh. So he has... That's what he does.
So we know that he does.
He's
going
to kill me.
Sucrose kills anything and everything.
Of asking, sending it over to the county about the contents of the snowmelt, and have not received a reply that I know that I read magnesium. Half the salt in America is used to clear roads. And magnesium chloride as opposed to sodium chloride is less corrosive. I'm sure whatever the secret ingredient is an anti-corrosive, but I think we need to know what it is and if it has an effect on people and dogs. Because last winter, both the mayor and my wife had flushing that came from no place and then it went away. So we think it's the snow, it's the salt on the road, and because the mayor lives right on a curve on Ocean Boulevard, so, you know, the wind and the passing vehicles would definitely pick it up and put it in the air. I was wondering if we're going to get a reimbursement. I saw Long Branch got $500,000 from the state for to recoup their costs and to prevent pop-up parties from the Juneteenth call-up of the police. Atlantic Highlands sent police. Are we going to be reimbursed from that $500,000 for the cost of the officers we sent down there? Or are they just going to be able to pocket it? It's a question. You
know? Yeah, I have to look into that.
Okay. I was walking on Bay Avenue, and I got to Avenue A, and I thought I had died and gone to heaven. The bus stop sign. Are you responsible for that?
Say yes. Just kidding.
If you're impressed with what happened, then yes.
I've tried for decades to get the bus stops in Atlantic Highlands marked with signs. For decades, that's why I know Mr. DeMauro. He said the borough council has to do something. I don't know if you got them to do it or if they changed the law, but whatever it is, it's the greatest.
Yes.
It's the greatest thing that's happened.
We're happy to help.
Bob's fantastic, isn't he?
This is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's just great. So I just announced there were benches there, but you know,
yeah.
At least
you're
you know
right.
Where to stand to get them. And I think
right.
It's very important, especially if you're all concerned with the environment and the cost of fuel to make it as easy as possible for people to take public transportation. It's good. And then I just want to point out that when everyone stays in their lane, the Presbyterian Church was actually in worse shape, in my opinion, than Mother Teresa, by far. It was falling down. It was, right? Isn't that the Presbyterian Church?
Mm-hmm.
That it was sold. They went to the planning board. People's concerns between me, who didn't want any parking spaces, and the code that called for four, they compromised on two. I drove by, they're doing a beautiful job. The spaces look beautiful. It's not just asphalt, it's block. And as compared to Mother Teresa and the McConnell track, which go on and on and on for years, this is going to be finished in a matter of months. People will be living there in the middle of a housing crisis. I just want to say, when everyone stays in their lane, things work better.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay. So.
No hands on Zoom.
I see no hands up. That's a question. Okay, so since we don't have any hands up right now, let's make a motion a second to go into executive session.
Yep, so this is to discuss potential acquisition of real estate and matters within the attorney-client privilege. Approximate duration, 30 minutes. No formal action will be taken after the executive session.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. I will not be here since
yep, that's
I do
right.
not have...
All right, Councilman Bonds can handle it.
Okay. We are now.
Are we?
We are going to adjourn.
Can I get a motion to come out of executive session?
Currently. So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Currently.
Aye. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Good
night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Michelle?
Yes.
Is this open for